Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
The rule on this show, Chime, is you're allowed to, like, one complaint over anything bad that happened to your bets on Sunday. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Mutt. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
I'm good. When it comes to games, I can't complain. I cannot complain. I am 3-0 across our shows. So I'm going to sit and enjoy Monday Night Football, which we'll get to. I can complain about props if you'd like, Chris Schein, because the props were not good to your friend Mutt today. They were not good yesterday. Specifically, Will Dussley. I would love to, and I will actually do this because it's a podcast, and go back and listen. Our conversation mocking Noah Fant and pushing Will Dussley to the top of our list and watching Noah Fant get target after target after target for Geno Smith in a shitty late Sunday afternoon game, Seahawks in Arizona, and Will Dussley get one catch, one target, 12 yards, well short of 19.5. I'm annoyed that he wasn't more involved after being involved for five games, and that bothered me late in the games on Sunday. I said many of the stuff from a fantasy DFS perspective in the games that were supposed to smash in the afternoon that did not smash. So we'll go over our results. Anything you want to bitch about before we start on this Monday morning?
I just want to bitch at the San Francisco 49ers. What are you doing? I don't get it, man. What are you doing only giving the ball to Jeff Wilson like seven times?
Brutal.
What are we doing? Brutal. It was 14-14 for, like, ever. You weren't trailing the entire time. Like, I understand if you're trailing basically the entire game, you have to throw a ton. But you tied it up at 14, and then they went up 21-14. You can still run the football. Your identity forever has been run the football to set up the play action. And even when you're behind, you continue to run the football because you gain chunk yardage. And yet Jeff Wilson had seven carries in the game against the Atlanta Falcons, who are one of the worst run defenses in football, which Mutt and I have talked about. So I don't know what's going on in San Francisco. Kyle Shanahan, me and you are fighting. We're currently in a fight. I still love you. It's like a married couple fighting. Yeah.
Are you still Shanahan?
Yeah. This is a married couple fighting. This isn't a Tom Brady and Giselle divorce. This is just a married couple bickering. I'm frustrated with Kyle Shanahan. I'll be over it in two or three business days. But until then, I am frustrated with Shanahan.
So the box score on that, I was looking through it this morning, is pretty wild. I'm glad you brought this up. So one team had 14 pass attempts from their quarterback and 40 rushing attempts. It wasn't the 49ers. Falcons pounded the ball. The Niners had 16 rush attempts, three of those by Jimmy G. So take those out. 13. I'm sorry. I'll take out two for Deebo Samuel. They had 11 running back attempts yesterday on the road against a bad run defense. They threw it 41 times. Now, they fell behind. And I'm with you. That was surprised by the result of that game. But I don't think falling behind against an Atlanta team should necessarily mean you're down 14-0, you stop running the football. Like, they should have been able to still run at Chime. So I totally get your frustration there. That was annoying. That
it's
was
just, it's so dumb. Like, I understand Jeff Wilson fumbled, and that's probably why. And Kyle Shanahan's like, I'm going to put him in the doghouse because I'm Kyle Shanahan. Well, Tevin Coleman sucked. And you don't have anybody else to run the football because
Whoa. He had 4 carries for 3 yards. How dare you besmirch him? He really did. That's his line.
Yes,
4 carries, 3 yards.
0.8
yes,
yards
joking.
A carry. Yep, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Jeff Wilson Jr. should not have less rushing yards than Marcus Mariota. That's all I have to say.
I thought your anger was going to be poised at Tom Brady for going to that wedding on Friday.
Nope,
I thought the
Buccaneers sucked as a team. Like, it wasn't even just Brady. The defense, you let Mitch, I hate to bitch about more than one thing, but I'll make it quick. You let Mitch Trubisky score a touchdown on you this week, boys. Like, figure it the F out. All right, that's it. I'm done.
So currently in the actual game picks, we did pick Patriots here, but we didn't make it one of my three. We had the Patriots fairly easily. You talked yourself into the Jets. Nice call there. Outright.
Oh, thank God I took
on the
Jets.
Road at Green Bay. Outright upset. There were, and
saved
by the way, there,
my day.
There are a lot of those this week. If you were someone that was like making your picks this week, betting favorites, feeling safe, oh, it was not. The waters were not safe.
I heard
out
this
there in
somewhere.
Those dog streets.
If you had parlayed just randomly the Jets, the Giants, the Falcons, and the Steelers together, $10 to win like $1,000.
Yeah, I believe it, and I wouldn't have done it. And it's a reminder that you think things are so guaranteed, right? In the Seahawks Arizona game, which Shime talked a lot about heading into the week, and about overs and about scoring, like the entire industry, both football and fantasy football, all pointed to that game as being an absolute shootout. But when you have guys like Cliff Kingsbury and Geno Smith, like, it's not guaranteed.
My God.
So nothing is guaranteed, which is what makes it fun and frustrating at the same time.
Yep.
Pats get it done. You had the Packers. You had the Jets plus the points. We had the under in that game, 45. That looked easy for a quarter and a half, and then I started getting nervous, but we ended up getting that home. Eagles, nice job by Philly last night. They were the dominant team, winning going away after a tough second quarter. And I got the Denver Broncos plus tonight, which we'll get to. So 2-0 on this show on my pick, Shime. Where do you stand? You had the Jets for sure, correct?
Yeah, I was 1-2 on my picks because I missed on Tampa Bay and I missed on the over in Seattle, Arizona, because as you said, that was just a disgusting display of football. And so I missed on that in Tampa Bay. Of course, the two ugliest games I missed on, which is great. But I did hit on the Jets. The Jets kind of saved my day. And what I've learned is basically in my betting career, I am just hitting on hockey bets in order to pay for my football bets. That's what I've learned.
Jalen Hurts rushing attempts was a loser. Yep. CeeDee Lamb got some garbage time. I thought I was home there. I stayed up late to watch that. Garbage time receptions, late there, loser under 16.5 receptions. And Will Disley was a loser. Chris Godwin's over. George Kittle's over. And Tyreek Hill's over. All came home. So a very bland 3-3 that took home, knocked down some same game parlays for me.
Yeah,
so
I was
not,
like,
not a fun props.
I was like 3-6 on props. So I just had a bad, it was a brutal week. I'm going to flush it, forget about it. I'm going to take a couple days off. I'm not going to bet Monday Night Football. I'm not going to bet Thursday Night Football. I'm going to come back fresh, locked and loaded. I will have picks. I'm not going to physically bet them, though, because I can't. I need to take a couple days off. You know, sometimes, Mutt, you need to refresh. You need to step back. You need to step back and just learn, okay, I'm currently in a rut. I got to pull myself out. Let's get into some more fine-tune the analyzation. Maybe not have 10 freaking props that I love. Tone it down a little bit. And dial in on the best ones, and we'll go
all right,
from there.
So I'm giving you the title for today's podcast, by the way, because I know what happened to you this week. Shime Zappy Fever affected his betting.
I was caught in a Zappy Fever fog.
You are. It's what it is, and you have long Zappy Fever. So hopefully it doesn't drag out. Knock on wood. Into week two, you were so excited to take your shots at Mac Jones and push your guy Bailey Zappy that it just knocked your bets a little bit off kilter. That's what happened.
You're 100% right. And I think I think what happened with the Cleveland Patriots game, too, is I bet the Browns fully expecting Mac Jones to start just because of all the talk. And so I was just like, oh, instinctually, it's like I got to pick the Browns. And I should have rode with my guy Zappy.
It should be a fun week in sports talk radio. We won't do a lot of it here because we'll do it on the air for the next 20 hours. Actually, I forget, 24 hours because we don't have a game until Monday night. This thing's going to drag into the Bears game a week from today. This is where like the Zappy Zealots can at least say he had a great game. Mm-hmm. He really did play well yesterday. He did against a bad defense, but he did play well. The advanced metrics say he played well. The QBR says he plays well. The quarterback rating said he played well. Again, he did it against one of the worst passer rating defenses in the league. And I'll give him credit for playing well. And at least he's now – I understand the discussion this morning on Zappy Mac Jones. I still have to admit I didn't get it heading into that game. But he definitely popped, and he's going to give Bill something to think about between now and next Monday, Shime. Like, do I roll with the kid and keep winning, or do I go to the guy we invested a first-round pick in, who I still think the team ceiling is higher with? But this it makes for a great week of sports talk radio.
Yeah, and you mentioned he beats two bad teams, but like at the same time, I look at it and I go, well, who has Mac Jones beaten in his career? He beat the Bills once, but he threw the ball three times in a windstorm, so I don't really count that as him beating the Bills. And then he beat the Tennessee Titans. It's the only other playoff team he's beaten, and that was without Derrick Henry and a bunch of other guys on that team last year. So, like, I look at it, and it's like, okay, Mac hasn't necessarily beaten a ton of, you know, buffed-up teams either. To be fair, neither is Bailey Zappi. I understand that. But I think they're basically the same player. And you got one with a fourth-round pick and one with a first-round pick, and it says more about the allocation of draft assets than anything else, in my personal opinion.
Yep, as someone who was screaming from the rooftops, folks don't remember, there was no one who hated that pick more than Chris Shimes.
Not a single person on the planet.
Little victory lap on this. He's got some bias, which we all do, certainly. At least on paper, this will be a tougher test a week from Monday. The Bears are respectable defense. They're in the top half, and I think they're 18th in DVOA. They're somewhere better against the Pats. Well, plenty of time to do it. But If Bailey Zappi does start, even at home, it'll be a tougher test. We have an entire week, an entire glorious week to debate all things Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones. You said you're not, so no interest in tonight's game? A little Broncos plus tonight against the Chargers? Good defense against a shaky coaching staff in the LA Chargers without Keenan Allen potentially?
So, I hate to tell you, I would be on the Chargers here. I think the Broncos stink. I know you're on the Broncos plus four.
I'm not sure if they don't stink or not. I just think their defense is really good. They blitz a lot. Herbert, I'll get to in a second, is not great against a blitz.
Yep.
And the market's overreacted to Broncos country. Let's roll, which I totally get. They've done that.
I think so as well. I think the market or the public has overreacted to the Broncos. I think my favorite play tonight would be the under 46. This to me screams under. Primetime game between divisional opponents, one of which is the Denver Broncos, who can't score points. I think the under 46 to me is the play I would absolutely make tonight. I'll stay away from picking a side. I would lean Chargers, but I love the under 46.
Two things that stand out courtesy of the Action Network today. So I made my case for Broncos plus the points because I think the line is just, again, it's super reactive. The Broncos have a good defense, fourth in DVOA. Justin Herbert is really, really good. According to Pro Football Focus, 108 passer rating when not blitz. Fifth in the NFL among 36 qualified quarterbacks. When an opposing defense dials at the blitz, that drops to 78.7, which could be 28th overall. Denver is going to blitz tonight. And a similar sort of thing. So Joey Bosa, the Chargers have struggled to generate pressure. They're not getting any pressure. Clean pocket for Russell Wilson, four touchdowns, two picks, and a 63% completion percentage. Under pressure, drops to 46%. No touchdowns and a pick. I think Denver's defense is going to pressure Herbert. I get a field goal game, and I will take the points in the field goal game. I like the Broncos to hopefully cap off what was a good weekend as far as the picks go and some rolling stuff that goes into tonight's game. I think the Chargers are more talented. I think both these coaches stink. I mean, we get Staley and Hackett in primetime on Monday night, and I'll take the points and hope the dogs end up getting this thing home. Shine would be on the Chargers. Meanwhile, whoa. Prince of Pucks is back today. So wait,
you're damn right.
You're not betting football Monday and Thursday. Does the Prince of Pucks allow himself to bet hockey tonight on the
Bruins? Does he allow himself? Of course
he does. I'm asking. I don't know what when you say I'm taking a break, I don't know what that means.
No, it was just I need to get my mind right on football. When it comes to hockey, I'm still clear as can be. I'm currently 5-2. We hit on the bet Saturday, the parlay, Bruins in regulation, over 6.5 in Oilers Flames. That game scored 7. I believe the final score was 4-3. And you had it very relatively early. It was before the third period even started. You cashed on that parlay. So loved that, and we're up and moving, and I absolutely am going to continue to bet hockey. Because as I said, I think the hockey wins allow me to lose in football.
Hi, I'm Chris Scheim. I'm funding my football betting habit. Well, hold on, time out. What about your girlfriend, who's also addicted to betting football right now?
She, this weekend, I noticed on Saturday when we went up to the great state of New Hampshire, she placed a lot more hockey bets than football bets. She had two football bets yesterday. She was 1-1 on her bets. She hit on the Gabe Davis over very easily, missed on Jeff Wilson's over. So she just broke even on football, and then she cleaned up in hockey on Saturday. So good job by her, and we're going to continue to bet hockey in this household.
All right, Bruins at home tonight against the Panthers. 7 o'clock puck drop. Your thoughts as the Bruins try to keep it going here early in the season?
Yeah, so... It's hard. The Panthers are a really good hockey team, so I don't think I want to bet on the Bruins to continue their undefeated streak. Both teams 2-0 coming into this game. I believe it's going to be Linus Ullmark versus Sergei Bobrovsky tonight. But even with the top goaltenders going, I think I'm going to go over 6.5. Both of these teams really good offensively, especially the Bruins have looked really, really good offensively. It's been the defense that has seemed to struggle. So I'm going to go over 6.5. I also love David Krejci over 0.5 points. It's -130, but I think it's worth it. Again, I think there's going to be points scored in this game. Krejci has 4 points already in 2 games. He's playing with Pastrnak. Pavel Zak has been pretty decent, too. He's also on the power play. So I love Krejci to have over half a point tonight in the game. Those would be my two bets for tonight's game.
Also, the over on the goal total, yep. And we like David Krejci to score. I said goal or a point there?
A point. Okay, over so a half a point, -130. So assist or a goal, we clean up, we're good to go.
What's the quick Scheim analysis 2 games in this Bruins season?
Like I said, the Bruins look really, really good on offense. I think this is going to be an interesting year offensively. Jim Montgomery's approach to offense is much different than what we've seen with our last two coaches here for the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, at least he let them let the boys roll a little bit more.
Yeah, he lets them play. He lets them get aggressive, and I like that. And the defense gets much more involved, but again, that defense getting involved puts, you know, Mike Riley in a bad spot sometimes and allows an odd man rush, 2-on-1 or a breakaway, you know, on the goalie. And you have to trust your goalie. So right now, we know what Linus and Swayman were last year. They're not elite, but they're pretty good. Let's see if a guy like – each of these guys are young, though. So they can afford to take a step forward here, and I think they can do that. So I think there's an opportunity that this really works out for the Bruins. And then also, this is an undermanned team. You don't have – I mean, Carlo's now on IR. DeBrusque is out. Marchand's still out. McAvoy's out. Those guys are all eventually going to come back. And so when this team gets healthy – I actually think the Bruins are going to be a force to reckon with, especially offensively. So I like what the Bruins have started with so far this year.
Interesting test tonight, like you said, against a high-powered Florida team. Scheim likes the over and a David Krejci point as part of the Prince of Pucks bets.
One last thing. Can I give out a non-Bruins hockey bet as well?
It's your podcast.
Am I allowed to? Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's go.
Give me I want to pair the Penguins money line and the Hurricanes money line. Just straight up money lines, no 60-minute, nothing like that, nothing crazy. Just Penguins to beat the Canadiens and Hurricanes to beat the Kraken. Pair those together, +123.
Okay, so mark that down as well for the people tonight. Good for you. Look at you handing out. Not even Halloween yet. We got 2 weeks to go, and you're handing out hockey bets here on the show.
Yeah, we're cooking with gas when it comes to hockey right now, Mutt.
We are 2 weeks from Halloween. We are a week from Monday Night Football, Patriots Bears. Zappy and or Mac Jones against Justin Fields. It should be a Patriots favorite. Should mention that off the top. Bad job by me. Early look ahead, Scheim, because it was a Monday night game, so I really didn't think about it. It opened 7.5 is where I saw it. Correct? Patriots say 7.5 point favorite
correct.
For week 7. Early thoughts.
Yeah, so this line, I originally thought I immediately wanted to just bet the Patriots because I saw what I saw last week. I really, really liked, and I'm thinking from the report from Mike Reese, Mac Jones was the one that said he wasn't going to be able to go this past week. If that's the case, I feel like Mac Jones might be slow playing his injury a little bit, that he's actually going to take a little bit more time to make sure he's right before he comes back, which indicates to me possible Bailey Zappi third straight start against the Bears, which I really like. I like the Zappi matchup. Ramondre was awesome, of course, but the way Zappi spreads the ball around with this offense, I really like what I've what I saw. I was hoping this line was going to be 6.5. It is instead 7.5, which has made me a little bit more hesitant. I'm going to wait to see kind of what the injuries look like with Barmore and stuff like that, what the Bears are dealing with, and then go from there. But Kyrie Thompson had an awesome tweet today. Great information that the Bears 18th in defensive DVOA, but it's only because more so that they're great in the second half. They make great second half adjustments. So I'm going to be looking at a lot of Patriots first half bets for Monday night. That's going to be my target as of right now.
Yeah, I can't have a strong opinion until I know who's a quarterback.
Yep.
The market may think at this point that Zappe and Mac Jones are the same. I'm still not there yet. So for people that, if you think that Zappe and Mac Jones are the same guy, okay, if Mac Jones is named quarterback, this line is coming down. Right, it's 7.5. It will probably, if Mac Jones worth a point in the market, Shime, a half a point. If we find out midweek that Mac Jones is practicing and projected to play, line will go up.
I want to say, if Mac Jones plays, he's probably worth a half a point right now. The way Bailey Zappe played last week, and even technically the week before, the guy's had over 100 passer rating both games. So, I think Mac Jones is probably worth maybe a half a point. Yeah.
So if you don't care either way, or if you think Zappe's better, I'll put it this way: if you're thinking about betting the Patriots right now, maybe the line is too big anyway. 7.5 is a monster number for a team we're still trying to figure out how good they are. They have two wins in a row against two bad teams, so we're trying to figure it out. And by the way, the Bears are another bad team. So if you want to wait, I'm with Shime. I think I prefer waiting right now than jumping in and make a bet. Where I'd make a bet is if you think Zappe is better, or at least equal to Mac Jones. I think if you wait until middle of the week to find out it's Mac, not Zappe starting, this line probably moves a little bit. Now, if you can stomach that, then fine, you can wait. But if you're like, I got to get the best number I possibly can, it's probably betting it right now. I can't imagine, because I'm looking at the money. 86% of the bets so far early on are on the Patriots. So people are already running to the window to, at least from a bet standpoint, bet it. The money is a little bit in favor of the Bears, but very few bets in this game so far. But I would not be betting this game right now. That's a bad job by me. Do we have the total up there, Sean? You have it in front of you for this game?
The Patriots
did
total
it move at all?
Is 40.
Oof.
I don't have a lean on the total as of yet. I need to see.
That's a good number.
Yeah, it really is.
But it may fall into that sub 40 primetime game thing we talked about.
If it gets under 40. And it continues to go that way, I will get more confident in the under. But as of right now, I think 40 is a really good opening number, and I kind of need to see how the week plays out to get a better feel for that.
All right, so that'll be a week from tonight. Also a week from tonight, Chris Shime, you and I will be chatting live during the game.
Yes.
On the BetQL app.
That is
now,
correct.
Now, tease us a little bit. BetQL is BetQL Boston. They do unbelievable sort of analytics and numbers and stats for people. The free version, which you can get by downloading the BetQL app. Again, it's free. There's also a paid version that gets you like picks and gets you some more detailed information. It's behind sort of a paywall once you sign up. I think it's well worth it. I think you should be signing up as well. But you can download the BetQL app, and I don't know where it's going to be, Shime, in the app. I know I hopped in a couple weeks ago during one of these, but I forget exactly where it was. But you can chat with us. There's like a live, I'd almost call it like a message board / Twitch chat going on during the game. You and I are going to be featured a week from tonight chatting and talking about our bets live during the game for Patriots Bears on the BetQL app.
Yes, we are. I'm super excited. I think this is going to be an absolute blast. I am sacrificing all the sleep in the world for you, the people, because I'm excited to do this. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Me and Mutt, we're just going to have fun with it. You and I always have fun no matter what we're doing, what we're talking about. So I'm very excited for this.
You're going to get a live play-by-play of somebody who is going to be wearing a Mac Jones hard hat to work today, folks. I have a hard hat ready to go to defend my guy Mac Jones against the Zappe Zealots all week long. So we get the Zappe Jones live reaction during the game on the BetQL app on Monday night. Because that's what's going to happen, Shime. Like, the people that want Bailey Zappe and he's playing well are going to be excited. If he starts and doesn't play well, the Mac people go crazy. Like, this story's not going away until, I don't know, Mac is fully healthy and plays a game. And so you can sort of evaluate the both. And this is it's a turn I did not expect this Patriots season to take here heading into week 7.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger stories in Patriots football that we've seen in a while, just because Belichick won't even come out and like put in and nix it. Like he's been given multiple opportunities now to say Mac's our starter, and he refuses to do it. Chris Curtis asked him again today, and Belichick responded with, well, Mac Jones wasn't active yesterday, so he wasn't really an option for us. We didn't ask him about yesterday's game. We asked him about Monday's game.
Crazy.
So Belichick refuses to nix the story. He's kind of feeding into it almost at this point in a way. And so it'll be very, very interesting to see how things proceed from here on out.
Oh, I think he likes it. Yeah, I think he likes the fact the media keeps guessing. Like they're not talking about.
He loves to drive the narrative.
Yeah. I mean, he loves this. And by the way, at its core, the one positive of this from the beginning to me has been the potential motivating factor on Mac Jones to just take it to a different level.
Yeah,
and
that
has to exist right now. If he has any competitive bone in his body, like he's watching this saying, I got to get back out there.
Or
I have
he crumbles into a brittle pile of anxiety.
Oh, it could absolutely happen. Like there's that. That's the flip side of the coin. Like if he doesn't step up, I mean, he's not going to have the job. It's pretty simple. And that's the one thing that Belichick has always done. There are no sacred cows. You know, forget. I don't have to go back to Brady Bledsoe. He's benched plenty of good players. I just wish he had benched Isaiah Wynn earlier than getting Mac Jones killed
and keep him benched
in that Ravens game. He's still playing, by the way. It's like his snap counts. He got benched again yesterday, but he's still playing like 80% of the snaps. He still plays until like, oh, wait, he can't block. Get him out of the game.
He leads the league in penalties.
He stinks.
He's awful.
He stinks.
He was the reason Myles Garrett got a strip sack yesterday. He's a reason, was it Green Bay got a strip sack on Bailey Zappi 2 weeks ago? Like, Zappi's only turnovers are because Isaiah Wynn can't block me and Nelson Aguilar can't hold on to a football. So it's like, come on. What are we doing?
It's pretty great. All right, so week from tonight, so get yourself prepared. Download the BetQL app today. Go to the App Store, BetQL app, and we'll explain as we get there, Shyam, I'm sure, both on the podcast and on Twitter at BetQL Boston, how people can access during the game next week.
Yes, sir. Yeah, make sure to have the BetQL app downloaded so you can hang out with us. That'd be a lot of fun.
And you can make sure you follow us on Twitter at BetQL Boston. Tomorrow we'll have a recap of Shyam's hockey bets. I'd say early look ahead to Patriots Bears, but it's gonna take a couple days. They're gonna get off day tomorrow. We're not gonna know anything until Wednesday or Thursday, maybe even Thursday this week to see who's out there practicing. And we'll do some NBA tomorrow, Chris Shine.
Yes, we will.
Celtics opening night tonight. Tomorrow night, excuse me.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited. Celtics opening night. We're going to get a guest on. We're going to have some good basketball insight to start the Celtics season. It's going to be awesome.
We'll have you covered every single day here on the BetQL Boston podcast. Celtics, Bruins, and, of course, the Patriots. All you have to do to help us out, subscribe, rate, and review on the app that you listen to your podcasts here, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app, Shime. Follow along at BetQL Boston on Twitter. Anything else for the people on this kind of gray Monday morning after another Zappi win? People are Zappi today, but the weather's not a great weather.
Yeah, and the weather's not great, but people are Zappi. Everybody's
cold,
buzzing.
Raining.
Everybody's buzzing.
Bailey Buzz.
The Bailey Buzz.
I can't take it.
Zip, zap, zapperoo.
Okay, and on that note, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.